Welcome to Audio of the Divine Principle, a daily reading of the Divine Principle, which is the core text of the Unificationist community. Section 6. The period of the preparation for the advent of the Messiah and the period of preparation for the second advent of the Messiah. Following the period of Israel's exile and return, another 400 years elapsed before Jesus came. This was the period of preparation for the advent of the Messiah. Likewise, Christianity is to meet Christ at his second advent only after passing through a 400-year period of preparation for the second advent of the Messiah, which has followed the period of papal exile and return. It should restore through indemnity, in the form of substantial parallels, the period of preparation for the advent of the Messiah. During the 4,000 years of God's providence of restoration from Adam to Jesus, vertical indemnity conditions had accumulated due to Satan's repeated defilement of dispensations to restore the foundation of faith through periods of 40 for the separation of Satan. The period of preparation for the advent of the Messiah was intended to be the final period of providential history in which all these conditions would be horizontally restored through indemnity. Likewise, the period of preparation for the second advent of the Messiah is intended to be the final period of providential history, when all the vertical indemnity conditions which have accumulated during the 6,000-year history of the providence of restoration since Adam's day are horizontally restored. Upon returning from the Babylonian exile, the Israelites established the foundation of faith by repenting of the past sin of idolatry, rebuilding the temple which had been destroyed by King Nezakumenezer, and reforming their faith based on the Mosaic Law under the guidance of Ezra the scribe. They then began to prepare for the coming of the Messiah according to the word of the prophet Malachi. Likewise, after the papacy's return to Rome, medieval Christians established the foundation of faith by seeking to reform the Church. These efforts culminated in the Protestant Reformation led by Martin Luther. This movement pierced the gloom of medieval Europe with the light of the Gospel and pioneered the paths of faith. One purpose for the period of the preparation for the advent of the Messiah was to restore through indemnity in the form of image parallels the approximately 40 years of Jacob's preparation to enter Egypt. This was the period in his life from his return to Canaan from Haran until he and his family entered Egypt. The period of preparation for the second advent of the Messiah is to restore this period through indemnity in the form of substantial parallels. Accordingly, Christians in this period have had to suffer tribulations and hardships, as Jacob's family did until they met Joseph in Egypt, or as the Jews did before they met Jesus. Specifically, in the age of the providence of restoration, people were justified before God by such external conditions as keeping the Mosaic Law and offering sacrifices. Therefore, during the period of the preparation for the advent of the Messiah, the first Israel had to suffer external hardships at the hands of the Gentile nations of Persia, Greece, Egypt, Syria, and Rome. During the age of the prolongation of the providence of restoration, Christians have been justified before God by internal conditions of prayer and faith according to the teachings of Jesus. Hence, in the period of preparation for the second advent of the Messiah, the second Israel has to walk a path of internal tribulations. The ideologies of Renaissance humanism and the Enlightenment, as well as calls for religious reform which arose from the Reformation, have created profusion of philosophies and theologies, causing great confusion in the Christian faith and turmoil in people's spiritual lives. The period of preparation for the second advent of the Messiah has also been restoring, through parallel indemnity conditions of a substantial type, the internal preparations and external environment for the worldwide reception of the Messiah, which has first been set up during the 400 years of the period of preparation for the advent of the Messiah. In preparation for the first coming of Christ, God sent the prophet Malachi to the chosen people 430 years beforehand to arouse in them a strong messianic expectation. At the same time, God encouraged the Jews to reform their religion and deepen their faith to make the internal preparations necessary to receive the Messiah. Meanwhile, among the world's peoples, God founded religions suited to their regions and cultures by which they can make necessary internal preparations to receive the Messiah. In India, God established Buddhism through Gautama Buddha, 565 to 45 BC, as a new development out of Hinduism. In Greece, God inspired Socrates, 470 to 399 BC, and opened the brilliant age of classical Greek civilization. In the Far East, God raised up Confucius, 552 to 479 BC, whose teachings of Confucianism established the standard of human ethics. Jesus was to come upon this worldwide foundation of preparation, and through his teachings, he was to bring together Judaism, Hellenism, Buddhism, and Confucianism. He was to unify all religions and civilizations into one worldwide civilization founded upon the Christian gospel. Since the Renaissance, God has been creating the religious, political, and economic environment conducive to the work of Christ at the second coming. This has been the age to restore through identity in the form of substantial parallels the earlier period when God had set up the worldwide environment to prepare for the coming of Jesus. Beginning with the Renaissance, progress in virtually every field of human endeavor, including politics, economy, culture, and science, has increased at a rapid rate. Today, these fields have reached their zenith and have created a global environment conducive to the work of Christ at his second coming. In Jesus' day, the Roman Empire ruled the vast domains around the Mediterranean Sea, integrated by an advanced and extensive transportation system reaching out in all directions. This was the center of a vast Hellenistic civilization founded on the Greek language. Thus, all the necessary preparations had been made for a swift transmission of the teachings of the Messiah from Israel, where Jesus lived, to Rome and the world. Similarly, in the present era of the Second Advent, the influence of the Western powers has expanded the democratic political sphere throughout the world. The rapid progress of transportation and communication has greatly bridged the gap between East and West, and the extensive contact among languages and cultures has brought the world much closer together. These developments characterize an environment in which the teachings of the returning Christ can freely and swiftly be conveyed to the hearts of all humankind. This will enable his teachings to bring rapid and profound changes all over the globe. Section 7. The Providence of Restoration and the Progress of History. The Kingdom of Heaven on Earth is a society whose structure is formed in the image of a perfect person. Likewise, fallen society may be regarded as formed in the likeness of a fallen person. We can better understand the history of societies built by sinful humanity by examining the inner life of a fallen person. A fallen person possesses both an original mind, which prompts him to pursue goodness, and an evil mind, which fills him with evil desires and rebels against the promptings of the original mind. Undeniably, the two minds are constantly at war with each other, inclining us towards shifting and conflicting behaviors. Since human society is composed of individuals who are constantly at war within themselves, interactions among them cannot help but be full of discord and conflict. Human history has consisted of people's conflict-ridden social relationships, constantly changing with the course of time. Hence, it is necessarily unfolded in strife and warfare. Nevertheless, in the midst of the persistent fight between the original mind and the evil mind, people are ever striving to repel evil and follow the way of goodness. As they gain ground in their striving, their efforts bear fruit in righteous deeds. Because of the activity of the original mind within himself, even a fallen person can respond to God's providence of restoration and join in furthering goal of goodness. Progress in history thus originates with individuals who, even amidst the vortex of good and evil, make determined efforts to reject evil and promote goodness. Therefore, the world towards which history is progressing is the Kingdom of Heaven, where the goal of goodness will be realized. Meanwhile, on the basis of his relationship of blood ties with the first human beings, Satan has worked through fallen people to realize, in advance of God, a perverted form of the ideal society which God intends to realize. As a result, in human history we witness the rise of unprincipled societies which are built upon twisted versions of the principle. At the end of human history, before God can restore the Kingdom of Heaven on earth, Satan will have built an unprincipled world and a distorted image of the kingdom. This is none other than the communist world. This is an instance of how Satan, who has had a head start in the course of history, has always mimicked God's plans in advance of God. In the course of the providence of restoration, a false likeness precedes the appearance of the true. Jesus' prophecy that false Christ will appear before the second advent of Christ can be elucidated by this aspect of the principle.